his life to education. A color picture of the work in progress accompanied the article. Someone said a few school board members recognized themselves. I bet they sue him. I wish Mr. Freeman would put a tree in his masterpiece. I can't figure out how to make mine look real. I have already ruined 6 linoleum blocks. I can see it in my head, a strong old oak tree with a wide, scarred trunk and thousands of leaves reaching to the sun. There's a tree in front of my house just like it. I can feel the wind blow and hear the mockingbird whistling on the way back to her nest. But when I try to carve it, it looks like a dead tree. Toothpicks, a child's drawing. I can't bring it to life. I'd love to give it up. Quit. But I can't think of anything else to do, so I keep chipping away at it. Principal stormed in yesterday, smelling pleasure. His mustache moved up and down, a radar sweep for all things unruly. An unseen hand turned off the radio as he crossed the threshold, and bags of potato chips vanished, leaving the faint scent of salt to mix with vermilion oil paint and wet clay. He scanned the room for merriment. Found only bowed heads, graceful pencils, dipping brushes. Mr. Freeman touched up the dark roots on the head of a lady school board member and asked if Principal needed help. Principal stalked out of the room in the direction of the human waste smoking haven. Maybe I'll be an artist if I grow up.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 3 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 79.